الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This is also one great aspect of this great month of Ramadan, إصلاح النفس, to correct our nafs, to put it on the right path. The nafs, Allah Ta'ala has made it, it's from this worldly things, water, sand, and it inclines to dunya. It inclines to things which are temporary. It inclines to things which are immediate. What a person gets pleasure in immediately, all that the nafs inclines to. Now this has to be corrected. That a person, for example, a 20-year-old person, 18 years, a person who has just matriculated, for example, and they make a decision for themselves what they want to do. So they keep what the immediate thing is in mind. They won't think of what will be my condition after 20 years. A girl, for example, she wants to study, become a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. But at that time, she is obsessed with that. And she sees all her benefit in that. But 20 years afterwards, what's her condition? 40 years when she's going to be 60 plus, what will be her? That's not in front of her. And also, what will be our condition after mort, in the akhirat? That is also not in front of us. So a person can make a proper decision, not only a wise decision, but a proper decision if he keeps all these things in mind. And that is what is the islah enough to try and work on that, that we don't just think for now what I have to do. Many other things also in our whole life, all the time, we will see many times to the immediate what my benefit is now immediately. But afterwards what it is going to be, like speaking the truth, for example. The famous instance of that masjid or mandir that was in India, that land, and whether it belonged to the Muslims for a masjid or to the Hindus for a mandir, all the Muslims were adamant that it must be masjid land. That was our immediate benefit. But when an alim was called and he was asked to give evidence, and then he saw the reality that no matter what, we have to see the end result. So he said that it belongs to the Hindus as far as he knows. But the result of that was that all those Hindus became Muslims and they gave that land for the masjid then. So in all one time, one groom party was going from Saharanpur to Deoband for a nikah, for a marriage. Everything was finished, they were returning. It was the middle of the Islamic month, the full moon night. And on the way, they were apprehended by highway robbers. They came, they robbed them. So the person, the father-in-law, the father of the groom, he told them, a great alim, he said, take what you want to, don't harm us. But take what you want to, we will give you everything we have got. So expensive gifts of gold and silver, the wedding ring, etc., everything they had given. After everything was finished, now they were proceeding, then the bride said, the ring on my finger got saved. And it was a diamond ring. She said, that got saved. So her father-in-law said, I told you we're going to give everything. So we have to give it. So he went and he gave that also to them. And then they carried on. Then they came again, the crooks. They say, we gave you everything. One thing that was left, that also we gave it. Now what do you people want? They said, we have made tawbah, that we have realized. So the truth, so like that, this is what is islah enough. To talk about it is easy. But on that occasion, to do it, what the demand is of the time, at all times, whatever Allah's command is, a person observes that. And he doesn't do what his nafs tells him. This is what is this islah, that we all have to make an effort. And there can't be a better time for that than this month of Ramadan. For which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to also stress to especially the ulama, that you have allowed 11 months to pass by, and those ulama who are teaching in Darul Ulooms, who are regular with their namazes, who are in deen, and who are giving advice to students and to other people also. But he says, this is a month now that you can build your connection with Allah Ta'ala, and you can bond with Allah, and get that contact with Allah. This is also one very important aspect of Islam, to have Allah in front of us, and the love of Allah Ta'ala. Like that, we might perhaps take it for granted, but really Allah reward. In my little experience, what I've seen, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, that Hazrat focused a lot on this. And we became conscious of it, that there is something like the love of Allah Ta'ala also. Perhaps we speak about it also, casually, but we didn't realize the gravity, and still we don't realize the gravity of what is the love of Allah. And the ushaq, the ashiqeen, the lovers of Allah, what their condition is. So that is also a major part of Islahi Nafs, to correct ourselves. And when we correct ourselves, Allah becomes ours. And this dua also we should make regularly. Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi, Rahmatullah Ali, towards the latter of part of his life, he used to make this dua in abundance. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. O Allah, you be ours and make us yours. Maulana Qamar al-Zamal Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Damat Barakatuhum, spoke about this, and he told that I also have started, you people also make this dua in abundance. That, O Allah, you become ours and make us yours. And this happens really on its own. That is, when a person makes this islah, his heart becomes pure and clean, Allah comes in that heart. Allah comes in a heart that is pure and clean. So we have to purify our heart. And whose Allah becomes, then nobody can harm that person. In the true sense, it is said of one great buzurg of ours, where he lived in his little tin shanty or little hut, in a simple way he was living. But a great wali of Allah, very great wali of Allah, the king of the time, had intended to build a road that in that direction, by which his house will be demolished. And they were going to build a big road in there. So his khadim told him, this is going to happen. And he said, we'll have to move from here. He says, we don't have to move. And he said, they will come with their bulldozers. They will come with all their big, big machinery. And they will just in one jiffy, they will destroy everything. So he said, bring my weapons also. The khadim was his khadim for so many years. He understood what his weapons were. He brought his wuzu water. He brought his miswak. He brought his musalla. And he made wuzu. And then they informed the king, now if you will try, you will be destroyed. Once he has turned to his Allah. So this is that connection that we have to build, which we are very weak. We speak about it. We think we got it. But when we are confronted with situations, then we realize really that we haven't got it at all. So this is where the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should also fear that they were munafiqs. They fear nifaq. That to all this, and Sahaba were Sahaba, and they were at what level? And they proved themselves. But even at that level, they used to fear this. So really, and to become the true servant of Allah, if we read, then all these conditions that come, we small little things. But just because the wife is upset, we will give in to certain things. Just to make the children happy, we will give in to so many things. We will do so many wrong things to make them happy. Our anger must just come a little bit to the fore. A little bit, and we lose ourselves completely. We forget almost everything, the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Our eyes, just little bit, some woman comes in front, or on the phone, some picture, and we lose ourselves, we forget. So this is this islah that we have to make. And there can't be a better time than the month of Ramadan. And there can't be a better relationship than that with the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif, and especially the ulama who read, and we understand the meaning. And even every Muslim, reasonably, we can understand. If we read, just for example, the ayats of Jannah, then to have that desire for Jannat, and then to think of the taqada, the demand of that ayat. To get Jannat, what do I have to do? The ayat of Jahannam, and then to stay away from Jahannam, that what I have to do. Jannat, Jahannam is on their place, and it will come for us when we go there. But now, what do we have to do to get Jannat and to save ourselves from Jahannam? The life of the qabr, it's a reality. It's going to be there. It's either a garden of the gardens of Jannat, or it is a pit of the pits of Jahannam. So that will be there when we go there. But now what must we do? And this things will come in front of us all the time. Just sitting alone, or even like in namaz, or anything. Our thoughts, how much our thoughts are under our control. We will go home. Then with our family we are. How much is our tongue under control? And if we all have to think with various people, especially subordinates, those who are lower than us, how much we lose our tongue. What things don't we say? How much listening when somebody is making some ghibat, talking bad about other people. How many times we fall prey, and we also start enjoying it also. Whether somebody is being spoken bad about, and nafs is that it likes it. And then we take our share from there. That enjoyment of that speaking ill of that person. So all this to get the nafs, and when the nafs comes under control, a person becomes not a farishta, but more higher than a farishta also. And that is what we have to do, that we, and this is the Quran Sharif reading also. And the Quran Sharif scans us all the time, ayat by ayat, and it shows us what we are. What we think we are in the Quran Sharif gives us our picture. Like a person will be just too keen that any test he go for, they come out negative. Every person will want that. We ask du'as also to be made. But the Quran, the test we go through when reading the Quran Sharif, and Allah reward our ulama when they speak, they expound on the teachings of the Quran Sharif, what the Quran Sharif is teaching us, telling us, then for the ordinary people like us, we get to understand then that what my condition is. Our x-ray is being done all the time. We are being scanned all the time. And this is also Allah's great mercy, that before we go to Allah, we get our results here. And then accordingly, if we are positive in anything, in our anger, if we are positive in our lust and giving vent to our lust and desires, and we remedy it, then when we go there, it will be all. And we have got such a loving Allah, such a merciful and kind Allah. If Allah was such that you made a mistake, there is no forgiveness. You have to pay for it. What should be our condition? And if it was such that not only you have to pay for it in dunya, even in akhirat you have to pay. But Allah is so kind, so merciful. Allah loves to forgive. Allah Ta'ala afoon. Tuhibbul afwa. Allah is an embodiment of forgiveness, and Allah loves to forgive, and Allah exhorts us, and when we forgive one another, also Allah loves that very much. So this is also one way we should try and draw from this great love and mercy and forgiveness of Allah, that Ya Allah, you love it when we forgive. So whatever right if I may have on anyone in any way, I forgive that person. And so you also forgive me, and you forgive us all, and don't take any one of us to task for anything. In this way we can easily get more of Allah's mercy and Allah's kindness also. So anyway, so this is a month that we have to work when we are reading Quran. And for us who don't understand Quran Sharif generally, and we don't know the meanings of the Quran, we make niyat, Ya Allah, make it the recitation of mine a means of my hidayat, that all the good things that have to come into me, all the good qualities, the good actions, by the barakat of this recitation, bring it into me. And all the wrong that is in me, by the barakat of the recitation, take it out of me. Quran Sharif Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi was one person whom Allah had blessed that in his dream he saw Allah Ta'ala, not physically while he was awake. And then he asked Allah Ta'ala, what is the easiest, best way to come to you? Allah said, by my kalam, the Quran Sharif. He asked, with understanding or without? Allah said, both ways. So with understanding, it enhances a person tremendously. With understanding, and that is the duty also of a person who understands, who is an alim, and he understands Quran Sharif, to tell other people the teachings of the Quran, to expound the Quran, make it known to other people. And a person who doesn't understand the miracle, one of the miracles of the Quran is just by the mere recitation of the Quran, these qualities start coming into a person. A person might not understand also that why now, he doesn't want to just go and meet with people, go around meeting people, wasting time, passing his time. Suddenly now his nature has become, he wants to be in the masjid. His nature has become now, he wants to read Quran, he wants to read namaz. His nature just becomes now. Now he's no more thinking, he's just gone out of him to go to nightclubs, for example. Suddenly it just came into him. Now he enjoys staying at home. With his family he starts enjoying. Amongst many other things, one is tilawat of Quran Sharif. One is observing this month correctly. So our islah takes place. So anyway, our nafs wants all the things of this dunya, the desires of it, immediately what it is, and what the nafs likes. All that, whether it is halal, whether it is haram, whether it is the preferred thing or whether it is not the preferred, but the nafs likes all this. So we have to control, learn to make the nafs such that it comes fully under the commands of Allah. And that what Allah has commanded us to do, and to stay away from the prohibitions, whatever Allah has prohibited us from, that we have to train this nafs. And this month, if we work on it, it will become. And then for the rest of the year, if the nafs is under control, what enjoyment a person will get for the rest of his life. And then at the time of maut, what is the greatest enjoyment from this dunya side at that time of partition, the time of maut will be a greatest. His qabr will be so enjoyable. In the akhirat he will have no problems, and when he goes to Jannah, he will, what great. So this is all on islahi nafs, that we have to make the islah of our nafs. A person can do all other work. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, there are many aspects of the works of deen, and a person can do any of those aspects, whether it is in tabligh, whether it is in teaching, whether it is social welfare work, everything. But he says, till you don't give your, till you don't make your islah, then all that other work also, it won't take place as it's our niyat. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that until a person doesn't spend time in the sohbat of the Ahlullah, that ikhlas and niyat cannot come into that person. Like that we make our niyat, inshallah Allah is most merciful and kind, he will give us also the reward. But the reality of ikhlas, and there is no limit to that ikhlas, and we can gauge it from the hadith that all of mankind are destroyed besides the ulama, and all the ulama are in destruction besides those who make amal on their knowledge, and all who make amal on their knowledge are destroyed besides those who are mukhlisin, who have got ikhlas. And all, and those the mukhlisin, they are on a very, very dangerous position all the time. That when that ikhlas can also, our hearts are in the hands of Allah. Allah hasn't got physical hands, but in the full control of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah can turn that heart anyway. And even if we have done a'mal for the pleasure of Allah properly, but yet after time, shaitan still comes, nafs still comes, and that amal that was done with ikhlas, he changes it again into riya. Like a person has, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gives this example, a person who has made 3 hajj, and in those days when hajj was really not an easy journey, it was a real tough journey, and 3 such hajj he made, and in one sentence all that reward of the three Hajj, he destroyed it. That when the visitor came, he said, give him the water of my third Hajj, Zamzam water. And his insight was that he must know that I've made three Hajj. So, and in that once, so until Maut, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, right till when Maut was on his head and he was not content until the last breath goes out. Of our other great Buzurgs also, at the time of Maut, Imam Razi, Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayh, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, the great, great Buzurgs, how shaitan came right at the, till the end, till the last moment. So till the last breath doesn't go out with iman, we are not safe. So islah also, a person, there is no possibility of a person saying, my islah is made. And a person who feels my islah is made, that person is on a great danger, khatar azim, is in great danger. And a person who feels that my islah is not made, son, I have to make my islah, that person inshallah will progress also, and hopefully he will be counted amongst those whose islah is made, till he really feels, not just superficially, but he really feels my islah is not made, my namaz is still not correct, my tilawat is still not correct, in fact my wudu, my istinja is still not correct. He fears all the time, that person will all the time progress also. So we have to have this concern also all the time, and we have to work towards it. One person told Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakaria Sahib rahmatullah alayh that I still, and he was long with Hazrat and close to Hazrat, I still fear pride in me also, and that I've got pride, I haven't got ikhlas in me, and in fact Shaitan tells me, your money which you have got, that is also haram money. It's not halal money. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told him, just carry on with your zikr. The zikr will correct all these things. So you just carry on with your zikr. So where we fear that I haven't got ikhlas in me, my namaz, I haven't got humility, tawadu in me, I haven't got all my things are wrong still, but just keep on. And the zikr is also, ulama explained, our kabir and aslaf. One is zikr we make for ibadat's sake, to get sawab. And we get sawab. And we are exhorted. We are encouraged to make zikr and so lot sawab in the zikr of Allah. And one is that zikr that a person does for his for spiritual rectification, for his islah. Like some medicine you can buy over the counter, and vitamins you can have, and it makes you strong. But there are other medicines which you can't buy over the counter. You need a prescription. So like that, many zikr, arm permission is given. 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, recitation of La ilaha illallah, Durood Sharif. But then other zikr is given when the Shaykh gives that zikr. That is like for the islah of a person. That hasn't got more the effect of sawab. It's not sawab. 100% full sawab it has got. But the real object there is not the getting of sawab, but to make the islah, to change our condition. Like some medicine you take, also, just by the way, the wise saying of somebody, that eat your food as medicine. Eat your food as medicine before you have to take medicine as food. That is, that you eat the right food, that will be your medicine. If you eat your right food, it will be your medicine. That how many people we meet, all old age, my whole life I didn't have one panado. I never had all these other antibiotics and all that. My whole life I did, because they ate the right food. Lifestyle was right. And other people you meet, that I'm taking 30 tablets every night. Now the food has become medicine. So eat the right food, take your food as medicine. Eat the right food, then you won't have to take medicine as your food. And you won't have to live on medicine. How many people say, I'm just living on medicine? And in old age, hopefully, otherwise people, young people also, just medicines all the time, morning medicines, afternoon medicines, night medicines, and how many tablets, and then the evil and wrong effect of that again. So anyway, So our nafs, we have to try and work, and this is the month for it, that we work in this direction of making our islah. And we make our islah, and then inshallah whole life will go smoothly. Even if due to old age, etc., some illnesses come, some difficulties, but if a person has made his connection with Allah, his inner condition, he won't have any problem. He will be still outwardly, and many of our buzurgs we see, even in their old age, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last days and difficulties, and in fact, when Sakarat came, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how difficult Sakarat is at that time. But the inner condition is one of total happiness, and we have surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. There can't be greater joy than that. And on the other hand, a person might seem to have died peacefully also. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has explained this, and we read also many times about the non-Muslims also, he died peacefully. But the inside condition of that person, that is something else. So we must not only make judgments on the outside, outward condition. Allah knows the inside. And for our own selves, we have to work that our connection with Allah is made. And the main thing, there are two aspects mainly our ulama explain. We correct, clean our hearts, remove our bad habits, all our gunas we take out, haram from our lives we take out, all that we take out, and then and the good comes into the heart, then Allah becomes ours. So once we have done our work, then har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. When all these other desires have gone out, we don't even have to say this poem or to make this dua that, oh Allah, you come in my. The minute a person's heart is clean, Allah comes in that heart. And as long as the heart is dirty, then how will Allah come in that heart? We have to cleanse our heart. And when Allah from His side, He desires, and we have to make this dua also, Allah, to Allah, that Ya Allah, I'm trying, but I'm failing. My whole life I'm trying, but I'm still failing. You on your own, you come in my heart. And when Allah will come, Allah cleanses that heart and comes in. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example from Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali's Masnavi, that one person, ordinary person, or layman, but somehow he became friend of the king, and he became close to the king. Now the dawahs by the king, what lavish dawahs, meals, and then he used to stay over by the king, all the comfort, the luxury, all the enjoyment, everything. They've become so close, so the king told him my friend, you come here always, you visit me, I'm going to come and visit you also. So he said, oh king, I live in a little tent shanty, I live in a little hut, and I see when you travel with your whole entourage, all your ministers, and then in those days on the big elephants and horses, nowadays the big motor cars, and all in that way, and then all the quarters for each one, and all the arrangement and facilities for everyone. So how am I going to host you? I won't be able to host you. He said, you haven't still understood me. When I will come and visit you, I will make all that. I will build it all for you. Your whole palace I will build, and I will build all the facilities, then I will come in. So when Allah comes into the heart of a person, Allah builds everything. Allah removes all that. So one is, also our Akabir explained, our effort to reach Allah. And when we make dua, we cry to Allah that you come in, of your own accord, you come into our heart. Then Allah prepares and cleanses that heart also. And we also make our effort, and we tell Allah, I will make my effort what I can do. But oh Allah, I am very, very weak. You are powerful. Your qudrat is above everything. So this is a one dimension also that we all have to pay attention to. That let this month not pass and our islah is not made. That we did not remove our bad habits. And Allah made it so the ground is fertile in this month. Allah made it, we are not eating the whole day. A smoker is not smoking. An alcoholic is not taking his alcohol. A drug addict is not taking his drugs. The whole day we are doing it. And we are performing our 20 rakats of Tarawih. Extra we are doing. Getting up for Sehri. Just the basics of Ramadan also has proof for the basic people like us that we can do. And then those who are doing more, as alhamdulillah, our Kabir's Ramadan, how they used to spend it. If we can reach there, or whatever level, then how much more won't we acquire? So Allah Ta'ala make it that we spend this month also with that also in our mind that I have to make my Islah. And Allah said the very object of this month, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ تَقْوَى. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that Allah wants to make us His friends. And Allah has stretched out His hand of friendship to us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah is speaking to the believers. And amanu are those people whose half their work is done. They've got iman. And for most of us it is such, in fact for all of us, Allah gave us that iman. We were born in a Muslim home, or if we were not born, but when we accepted Islam, it was also only the tawfiq of Allah. That understanding, it was also only a gift from Allah. This iman is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. So that part is done, iman we have got. And inshallah none of us are munafiqs in that sense, that we are not believing and I'm saying I'm believing. We all in our hearts, we know, we believe in Allah. We want Allah, we want to please Him. But now to become the proper believer, the other half is so easy, just acquire taqwa. If just by acquiring taqwa, then that other half is also done and you become a true friend of Allah. We can also understand this, that in all the ayats of nikah, the three ayats which are always read, masnoon, in every one taqwa is mentioned. So just like taqwa in a marriage, if we have it, will make that marriage really a garden of jannat in this dunya. So if we have taqwa in our whole life, we will be in the garden of Jannat already. How a good marriage where husband and wife enjoy one another, they are happy with one another, and they enjoy one another. What a good life, and they have got real love for one another. How wonderful isn't that? So just like that in our lives also, if we have that taqwa, that the fear of Allah, our whole lives will become like that. Not only that one department of being when I'm with my wife, when I'm at home, but our whole lives Allah Ta'ala will make it. So this is what we have to acquire, and Allah gave us the platform of it. Iman is there already. Now it is for us to acquire this taqwa. And to what level of taqwa we are going to go, so much we will get this enjoyment. So much when we die and we leave this dunya with so much of great izzat, honor, a person will go. And mashallah, we see how many people, how Allah Ta'ala had given them that position. May Allah Ta'ala be merciful and kind to us also. Make that effort also, and we beg of Allah that you pull us towards you. And you make us yours. And give us a pure life also. And also Allah is so kind, we don't have to despair and lose hope also. There are many of our great, great buzurgs. That, for example, Fuzail ibn Iyaz, rahmatullah ali. When the children used to play and they used to see Fuzail, they should run. That he was a big gangster, he was a big mafia of his time. But afterwards, when Allah changed the same person, when they should see him, they all should run to him. How Allah Ta'ala changed him, and they all should enjoy being by him and run towards him. So as somebody has said very beautifully, that every sinner has got a future. He makes tawbah and his whole future is made. And every saint, or most saints, have got a history. What is behind in their past, in their history, that they know, Allah knows. Allah gives us protection, Allah makes sattari, khaffari, but Allah knows what the condition of a person is. But anyway, whatever it is, with sincere tawbah, correcting our lives, we can become the favorites of Allah. And Allah changes, and many, many such people, what their lives were and how Allah changed their lives. So nobody has to despair, nobody has to lose hope. We must keep on trying and be on this path right till mort we try. And we keep on trying with our du'as also in every way, and we never lose hope and do what we have to do. What is within, what shaitan also makes us do, what is out of our capacity, he says you can't do that. So now you are a failure. And he makes you unmindful of the things which you can do. So what we have to do is just do what we have to do. And لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah also wants from us only that much, how much we can do. But do that. Don't brood and moan and groan about the things that we can't do. Do what we can do and leave the balance to Allah. Allah will see to everything else, how much we can do. So with that is our dhikr regularly, our tilawat, our basics. Namaz first of all. Our namaz must be in order. And fikr for our iman, giving da'wat of iman, dua for iman, dhikr that our iman, it comes in the hadith, that strengthen and rejuvenate your iman with la ilaha illallah. How much we will repeat it, and how much we can think. And therefore, in our silsila, we've got this ash'ar. The ash'ar are not really the objects, but by thinking and meditating on that ash'ar, what is the object of the zikr that will come out in, otherwise it is just la ilaha illallah, and a person perhaps becomes like unmindful that what is la ilaha illallah. So all that ash'ar are just really an explanation of that, so that it comes into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, make our complete and perfect islah in this month forever till mort. We have that concern for our families, for our town people, our extended families, the whole ummah. We have this concern that how our complete and perfect islah can take place, and we meet Allah in such a way which is ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, that in that way we meet Allah Ta'ala. Allah is pleased with us, we are pleased with Allah Ta'ala. That is the object of life. In that also comes, of course, that we understand and realize in my house and maintenance of my house, what we have to do, we do. But that's not my object. My car, what kind of a car I'm driving, that's not my object. To become a rich person, to have everything of this dunya, that's not my object. What is my object? That my mort comes in that beautiful way. And we go and please Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness.